Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Nepal overwhelmed by a devastating earthquake. Residents of Nepal's capital, Kathmandu, are seeking refuge out of doors, fearing aftershocks from the earthquake that rocked much of the region a day earlier. Saturday's 7.8 magnitude quake struck 80 kilometers northwest of the city, destroying large parts of its historic center. At least 2,400 people were killed in the quake. Matt Darvis is a coordinator for the aid group World Vision. The United States pledged an immediate $1 million for disaster relief and activated an elite Virginia-based earthquake rescue team. India, China, Germany, and Israel are also among the countries sending disaster personnel to the area. Suspected Boko Haram militants have attacked a Niger army base on an island in Lake Chad. Niger military sources say hundreds of armed militants riding on motorized canoes attacked the island of Karamga Saturday morning. The number of casualties was not released, but unnamed officials say the military might have suffered heavy losses. Officials in Togo are counting the ballots from Saturday's presidential election in a vote expected to see President Faure Gnassingbé remain in power. The Independent National Electoral Commission has 6 days from the end of voting to announce the final results. President Gnassingbé is seeking a third 5-year term, which would keep his family in power for almost 50 years. This is VOA News. At least 2 people were killed, others wounded and arrested as police in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, fought Sunday with protesters demonstrating against President Pierre Nkurunziza, who is seeking a third term. The violence broke out in several parts of the capital as police fired tear gas and used water cannon, and in some cases weapons, to break up crowds and prevent them from entering the city center. The ruling party has nominated Mr. Nkurunziza to a third 5-year term. His eligibility comes down to a legal argument about the wording of a peace agreement and the country's constitution that ended a civil war that left hundreds of thousands dead. Fighting raged through Yemen Sunday with jets from the Saudi-led coalition attacking Houthi-held positions near the presidential compound in the capital of Sana'a. The warplanes also struck pro-rebel sites in Shabwa and Lajj provinces. The Riyadh-led air bombardment entered its second month Sunday, despite Saudi Arabia's announcement last week that it was scaling it back. Ground clashes also erupted in the southern port city of Aden. Other fighting broke out in the oil-rich central Ma'arib province. Israeli forces killed 4 suspected militants whom it says were caught trying to plant a bomb in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Israeli military officials say they launched an airstrike Sunday on the militants near the town of Majdal Shams, close to the Israeli-Syrian border. The officials say the 4 were targeting Israeli troops. The Philippines' foreign minister told his counterparts from the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations that China is poised to take de facto control of the South China Sea through its reclamation work on disputed reefs there. Simone Orendain has more from Manila. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will meet his Iranian counterpart Monday in New York for the first time since a deal was announced 4 weeks ago to move forward on a comprehensive agreement to curtail Iran's nuclear program. The meeting between Secretary Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif will take place on the sidelines of the 2015 conference on the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty at the United Nations. Greece will resume talks with its creditors Monday. Greece is trying to negotiate a deal that would unlock $7.8 billion in remaining EU International Monetary Fund bailout money. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.